So let us now go one by one, understand every step, and this will give us a complete learning of new product development, especially about insurance products. The development of new product will always start with the idea, and ideas can come from different directions, such as customer service, interviews, monitoring social media interactions, market research, customers, dealers, employees, agents, brokers, insurance journals, magazines, consultants, insurance intermediaries. So the point over here is, when you generate an idea, the source is not restricted. The source can be from anywhere. The point is, the idea should be there. The point is not to restrict the idea, but to capture the ideas. Filtering the idea will happen in the next stage. But when the time is to come, you have to generate as many ideas about the product. So once the ideas are generated, the next step is doing a SWOT analysis. And basis on the SWOT analysis, you screen the ideas. What do you mean by SWOT? Strength, weakness, opportunities, and threats. This will incorporate the current market trends. The product development team does a detailed analysis of the ideas to identify an idea whose strengths and opportunities are significant and can overpower the threats and weakness. So the product will, the idea will succeed in the market for a longer term. Specific screening criteria such as the return on investment, affordability, market potential, etc. can also be set at this stage. So a complete filtering about the success of the product is done in the idea screening stage itself. Idea screening helps the product development team to weed out unworkable and unsuitable ideas at an initial stage. So that's what I said, the filtering process is the idea screening. So now once you are ready with the filtered idea or idea screening, the next step is concept development and testing. The idea that has passed the screening stage should be further validated by feedback from internal team and select customers. Now, when we talk about internal team, this can be your agents, this can be your employees, and select customers, those who are very pro in providing a frank feedback. It is essential to test the gains and pains by getting an insightful picture of the product from the users of the product from a select few before actually going for a big launch. The screened idea needs to be tested with the reaction received from the small group to understand the feasibility of the product, its strengths over the competition, and the improvements that are required. Only then you can refine and refine a product into a better and better product. The concept development and testing stage helps the new product development team to create concept based on the feedback and present a clear value proposition, which is based on a solid logic and a solid small testing done with a select group of customers, as well as the feedback received from the internal employees. The new product development team gets a chance to develop the concept further, considering the feedback from customers and also designing a marketing message, because the value proposition is ready. Now, based on the third step, the fourth step comes in the form of marketing strategy or business analysis. A new product development team designing a marketing strategy aimed at target market, product positioning, and marketing mix. The business case is prepared to assess whether the new product or service will be profitable, and a full appraisal of the cost, competition, and identifying break-even point is also made. So a more deeper analysis from the point of the success of the product, from the point of how much profitable it would be, from the point of how it will deal with the competition and what exactly the break-even point would be. The business analysis helps the new product development team to determine whether the new product development efforts should be put for getting a reasonable ROI on the financial investment or not, and the insurer gets a clear idea whether to go ahead with the idea that has been developed in the previous three stages or not. So once you have the business analysis, now the main part of product development happens. The next step is to create a prototype for the product to share with the stakeholders for understanding the product completely with the best practices and appreciated by the stakeholders. So now a small version of the product is prepared, which we call it as a prototype. This stage helps a new product development team to ascertain the exact design and specification. The immediate outcome of this stage will be to create something tangible for consumer testing, for a feedback on specifying like the look, feel, packaging, etc. So this gives the insurance organization more and more information about how good the product is and what better improvements can be made into it. Next step is market testing after you develop a prototype. The prototype prepared in the previous stage is introduced to the market in the live environment to validate the whole concept. So when the product actually reaches the market, it is ready for the review. It is ready for a big feedback. This stage helps the new product development team and is used to further refine all elements from product to marketing message. The sales and the service staff will communicate with the customers daily to seek feedback about new product and the customer needs, and the insurance organization is equipped with feedback from large number of customers. The research and development team may identify modifications or adaptations based on the live feedback. After considering the feedback from the market and the customers for addressing the gaps in quality. A pointed discussion with the retailers and distributors to capture their observation on the new product could help to bring improvement in the new product. So we are getting feedback from different people, different entities to refine the product and make it more competitive, reasonable pricing, more features. The feedback or the conversations from the focus groups can also help to identify the right market segment, and here the clarity is increased with the insurance organization as to which market, target market will be the best fit for that product. And once this is done, insurance organization is ready for commercialization. The commercialization stage is meant to bring the product to the market with a clear pricing and marketing plan. The sales team, the distribution team, and the customer support team should be ready to market and sell the new product to the prospects. The new product has already been tested to the market fit in the previous stages, and now it's the role of the sales, distribution, and the customer support team to ensure that nothing stops the product from getting the prospects' attention. They should convince the prospects about the features and benefits of the product so that they will make a decision to buy the new product. So once the commercial portion is done, then we go for the launch. A detailed launch plan should be carved out to have maximum impact on the target prospects. Specialized agency might also get involved into this. The timing of the launch, the tools required to launch, and other details should be planned in advance to effectively reach the primary prospects. After the launch, as we have seen, a post-launch review is required and pricing needs to be perfected. A review of the market performance after the launch of the new product is needed to assess the success of the project. The review helps the new product development team to assess, reprocess efficiently, and look for continuous improvements. If the new product has been introduced with introductory pricing, the final price can be nailed down after understanding the consumer's preference and trends. So this is better done in a post-launch review after taking the realistic performance, the existing market, and how the product is succeeding. So this is all about the stages from idea generation to the post-launch review and perfect pricing. Now let us understand insurance product design in the emerging scenarios. Friends, we have seen the basic scientific methods of new product development. At the same time, we are aware insurance business has evolved over a period of time, and so are the products. It is very essential for us to know the insurance product design in the emerging scenarios. Insurance product designers make use of user needs and expertise to design insurance products that we have seen in the previous slides. If the product designers are able to optimize the user experience in the product solutions, the brand becomes successful and sustainable over a longer term business needs. The design links creativity and innovation with the needs and wants and makes compelling products customer wants to buy. And when we talk about customers wants to buy, these customers have preferences based on their knowledge, based on their experience, and hence the product design also needs to be customized based on the changing preferences and knowledge of the customers. Having an excellent product design is an important factor in achieving the consistent and organic growth in revenue. In the insurance industry, it is important to match the customer expectation and the design products accordingly. Since new product launches directly impact the sales and profitability of the insurance companies, every insurance organization should note there is no one-size-fits-all solution. The insurer has to keep in mind appropriate delivery mechanisms, regulatory requirements, knowledge of local conditions, because there is no one-size-fits-all solution. The appointed actuary provides actuarial advice to the insurer, in particular in the areas of product design and pricing, insurance contract wording, investments and reinsurance, ensuring solvency of the company and complying with the authorities' directions from time to time. Now let us look at specific factors the product design should consider. The first important factor the product design should consider is needs and wants of the target segment. This is the real most important part of a product. The needs and wants of the target segment of the target market, for example, the needs of people living in rural areas will be different from those living in the urban sites. Age of the prospect, we have seen a child will have different requirements, retired person will have different requirements. The financial status or the income earned, when we talk about sum assured, it is directly connected with premium and how much cover, how much sum assured should be provided for a particular person based on the financial status. So age of the prospect, financial status or income earned, and the health of the prospect. A person with higher medical problems will have difficulty in getting an easy insurance policy. He might have to pay a higher premium. So age of the prospect, financial status or income earned, health of the prospect form an important consideration for the product. For example, an insurance may be restricted by maximum entry age, or the prospect may be required to earn a specified income per month, or it be in good health, and the time of the purchase of the product. So this can form important factors for designing a product. The next important factors are the policy recitals. This policy recital should be clear about the benefits during the survival of an insured asset or after that image. This actually becomes the terms and conditions of the insurance policy. So the policy recitals has to be clear. It should clearly specify the benefits during survival, after the death or the damage of the asset. The provisions in the policy should be subject to certain terms and conditions and not ambiguous. Clarity has to be there so that Since it's a contract, the policyholder and the insurer will be very clear about what are the responsibilities of the prospect or the policyholder and the insured or the insurer. The policy should clearly mention the remedies available to the policyholder in case of any problems. Any sort of problem needs to be addressed timely, so that should be clearly mentioned in the policy. Next important factors in the product design are the policy terms and conditions should be mentioned in easy and lucid language that is easily understood, and the fine prints involving the restrictive clauses should be avoided in the policy. Insurer should use a good quality of paper for the issue of insurance policy, especially if it is a physical form, and clauses should be arranged in an orderly manner. Now, let us see how life insurance products are categorized. The first type can be on duration of policy, for example, the term insurance, whole life policy, endowment insurance policy, survival policy, etc. Next categorization can be on the method of premium payment. Single premium for those who are having irregular or seasonal income. Level premium, this is generally preferred by the salaried persons. Participation in profit with profit or participation policies without profit or non-participation policies. Categorized on the number of lives covered. Single life policy, multiple life policy, joint life policy, last survivorship policy. Categorization on the method of payment of claim amounts, that is lump sum policy, installments or annuity policies. So these are the different types of life insurance product, can be categorized on different parameters. Few more types, non-conventional policy, these are designed mainly to meet the investment objectives. Best example can be ULIP. Insurance policy based on various stages of life, like we have the child plan, the investment plan for unmarried individuals, investment plan for unmarried individuals, investment plan for married plans, pension plans for retired people, protection plans for married couples, etc. Next category can be insurance policy based on the protection needs. For example, protection of income, medical needs, needs of the dependents, protection of assets, family maintenance, etc. Next, you have the term plan policies. Simplest form of insurance plan with the lower premium. Insured can also get a discount on premium by purchasing term plans online. Pure term plans, insured's nominee gets a sum assured after the death of the insured. If the insured survives during the term, the insured is not liable to pay any claim to the insured. So, the term plan is the simplest form with a lower premium. Insured can also get a discount, where when we talk about the pure term plan, insured's nominee gets the sum assured after the death of the insured. If the insured survives during the term, the insured is not liable to pay any claim. Next is return on premium plan. Return for a premium plan, insured gets some part of the entire part of the premium paid at the end of the term. In case of decreasing plan, the sum assured decreases every year and the premium is based on the decrease in the sum. Assured in case of increasing plan, the sum assured increases every year, premium also increases. So both options can be useful for a certain category of people. Next, we have convertible plan, in which it combines the benefit of a term plan with a saving plan. In case of a renewable plan, it enables the policyholders to renew the term policy at the expiry of term without an additional period of medical examination. The endowment assurance plans covers both the term assurance plan, that is the nominee gets the sum assured on the untimely death of the insured, and the pure endowment plan. Insured gets periodic payment from the insurer during the sum or at the end of the term. Now let us look at the characteristics of different types of life insurance product. Like the endowment assurance plans can come in different flavors, such as the double endowment, the joint life endowment, the fixed term marriage endowment plan, educational annuity plan, triple benefit plan, and the mortgage redemption assurance plan. Participating insurance policies enables the insured to receive a part of the profit distributed by the insurer. Non-participating insurance policy insured won't be able to receive a part of the profits distributed by the insurer. A single policy on two names will cover the two lives separately. However, a joint policy will cover only one sum assured. A joint life endowment policy, more than one life insured under a single policy, is suitable for a partners of a firm, a couple, etc. Survivor plans insuring two lives under one life insurance policy. The other specific surviving person is paid the sum assured in case of the death of the insured life. In case of whole life policy, it keeps the policy alive. In case of whole life policy, it keeps the policy alive for the entire life of the insured rather than a specific term. The nominee gets the sum assured and other benefits of the policy in case of untimely death of the insured. In case of double endowment policy, life assured is paid double of the sum assured if he or she survives to the end of the term. In case of education annuity plan, suitable for those who want to make a provision for the education of children. And in fixed term marriage endowment plan, this plan is suitable for those who want to make a provision of a certain sum for the marriage of a female dependent. Children's deferred endowment assurance plan, parent or a guardian or near relative of a child can buy an insurance policy on the life of the child under which the premium is paid by the proposer during the first few years and by the life assured thereafter. In case of progressive protection plan with profits, sum assured will automatically increase by a certain percentage at the end of the certain term. In case of a mortgage redemption assurance policy without profits, helps the insured to pay out the loans and the debts automatically. In case of single premium policy, this is most suitable for those persons who have unpredictable, uneven or seasonal income stream and have a lump sum amount to pay. They don't want to pay regular premiums. Single premium allows the insured to make a one-time provision for the safety of his near and dear ones and avoid the periodical payments. Conventional traditional policies focus more on the attributes of protection in early death or living too long. The non-conventional policies or non-traditional plans are not bound by traditional methods of underwriting. Non-conventional policies helps the insurer to create attractive features that take care of a specific segment of the market who are interested in getting value by investing money, and this value attracts them to buy non-conventional plans. This concept has given birth to new type of insurance product popularly known as unit linked insurance plan, in short ULIP. So what are ULIPs? ULIPs gives the twin benefits of both insurance and investments under a single integrated insurance plan, and it is suitable for people who are willing to take risk and want higher investments than the traditional plans. In case of health insurance plans, the plan helps the insurer to meet the medical expenses with the help of a health cover. In case of marine insurance, it covers losses or damages caused to the ships or the cargo vessels. In inland marine insurance, the insurance covers goods that are transported over load through the rail or the road. In case of fire insurance, the insurance covers the risk due to loss or damage due to fire. In case of motor vehicle insurance, the insurance covers loss due to accidental damage to the motor vehicle and its accessories and the third party liability for damage to property and death or injuries to a third person. Now we also have different categories under the miscellaneous general insurance, like the personal accident insurance to cover the risk from accidents resulting in death or permanent disablement. The medical claim insurance policy covers the medical expenses incurred due to an illness or accident in a network, hospital or any other hospital approved by the insurer. The burglary insurance covers the risk of loss against unauthorized entry into the insured premises with an intent to steal the valuables such as the jewelry, cash, goods, etc. In case of travel insurance, the insurance covers the risk due to the loss or delay in check-in baggage, hospitalization, personal accident or liability, theft or loss of passport, hijack, missed flights, etc. In rural insurance, the insurance provides security against loss due to certain uncertain events or loss due to uncertain events happening in the rural sector. Social security insurance provides support to certain category of citizens who fulfill eligibility criteria such as income, age, etc. In case of money insurance, the insurance covers the risk of losing money while it is transported from one place to another, from the insured's premises to the treasury currency chest or from the treasury currency chest to the insured's premises. And in case of fidelity guarantee insurance, insurance covers the loss suffered by the employees due to the fraud and dishonest behavior, forgery, embezzlement, larceny, and misappropriation of money by their employers. In case of bankers, blanket indemnity insurance, the insurance covers the risk against dishonest behavior of bank employees, the fraud and forgery, misappropriation of money, dishonesty by agents and appraisers of the bank, etc. Bank can also get cover against the computer and cyber frauds created by their employees with malafide intentions. Professional indemnity policy is specially suitable for professionals. The insurance covers liability falling on the professionals when they do some act of errors and omissions committed by them whilst rendering a professional service. And finally, the jeweler's block policy. It indemnifies the insured against the loss or damage to the high-value items such as the gold, silver ornaments or plates, pearls, precious stones, cash, currency notes, and or merchandise and materials used by the insured for doing his her business. When we talk about the pricing of insurance product, premium paid by the policyholder is the price for buying an insurance policy. Premium is a fixed amount payable in advance. This is a very important requirement in case of an insurance policy. The insurance contract is final only when the premium is paid. So these are the two important aspects of pricing. Insurer also has to consider offsetting its expenses and staying profitable to survive in the long run. The claim settlement, the expenses incurred are to be recovered. Only then the insurance company can survive in the long term. If the insurer offers competitive pricing, then it can grab a larger market share. Prospects will come more. Under no circumstances, insurer can ask for an additional amount later on. Once the premium is fixed, that premium is fixed for the policy, for the term of the policy. Later on, insurer cannot ask for an additional amount as a premium. An insurance contract is a legal contract, and the premium is to be paid by the insured as a consideration that too in advance. The insurer is liable as soon as the premium is paid and realized by the insurer. The prospect decides to buy the product based on the premium as well as the features of the insurance product. Unlike traditional insurance product, the pricing and sum assured are determined by the unit holder in unit-linked insurance products. So this advantage is there with the policyholder when they buy an non-conventional plan such as the unit-linked insurance products. The pricing of insurance product is different from the pricing of tangible products, because tangible products can be filled. There is a fixed price, there is an MRP. However, it is difficult to determine the pricing of an insurance product because of several factors. Insurance is a business of buying risk, and it is not easy to know the entire risk at the time of selling a policy. The loss due to risk depends upon whether or not the uncertain risky event will cover or not cover. And hence, different people are charged different pricing for policies providing the same kinds and amounts of insurance purely because of the risk, purely because of the uncertainty happening of event with different types of people. The crux of the pricing mechanism is the pricing mechanism encourages the reduction of losses and ensures the availability of sufficient funds to meet the claims, to meet the expenses of the insured as well as insurer, as well as to earn the profit. So these three aspects are very important in pricing. Number one, to meet the claims. Number two, to meet the expenses of the insurance company, at the same time to earn profits for surviving in the longer term. So what are the major challenges in the new product development? The major challenges can be ideation, can be correct identification of pain points of the prospects, it can be design and architecture of the product, can be product development team, it can be financing of new product development. It can also be market viability, it can be adhering to deadlines of each stage, it can be lubricating the creative block, it can be testing and marketing, as well as it can be pricing. Let us look at each of these challenges in detail. When we talk about ideation as a major challenge, when the ideas are developed, when the ideas are screened, any interference due to bureaucracy or inefficiency, brainstorming can create disjointed workflows. It will affect the import of ideas on the table. Next challenge, from correct identification of pain points of the prospects. We have seen the product success depends upon matching the preferences of the customer. If there is a correct identification, the product becomes successful. For identifying this pain point, there has to be product testing earlier in the development process and should continue throughout. Only then correct identification of pain points are possible. Any shortcuts can lead to incorrect identification of the pain points and the failure of the product. The third challenge, design and architecture of the product. If the product design is sophisticated but not able to catch the prospect's attention, then what is the use? It cannot be a good product to penetrate the market. Product can be simple and yet meet the attention and the requirements of the prospects, it is bound to be successful. Product development team is also an important challenge, because composition of internal and external resource should be balanced. There has to be a synergy between the new product development team and the workflow management, because we've seen the product doesn't come from only one part, it's an entire organization's product, and hence internal and external team both have to participate. That makes a very powerful product development team. Financing of new product development. Proper study of business model and timely release is essential. The budgeting has to be correct. The release of funds at every stage has to happen. Only then the financing for the new product development will be properly done. Optimal utilization of funds will happen at the right time for the right stage. Market viability. Market viability can be tested with market research about the prospects and the competitors. It can help to understand the market viability, and this can be done internally or through professional marketing agencies, marketing research agencies. The seventh challenge can be adhering to the deadlines of each stage. Because initially we have clear-cut time schedule for each stage, but sometimes everything may not happen as one desires. There may be some more time spent or some time saved. But adhering to the deadlines of each stage can save time and keep the systems running all the time. This is a very important requirement that needs to be fulfilled by the product development team. The eighth major challenge can be lubricating the entire or the creative block. Instead of altering the processes, suddenly something new comes and you keep on altering, the entire process goes for the toss. The new and creative ideas can be noted and utilized at the right time, not when the process is actually running, and the product can be existed or designed at the right stage. Testing and marketing. The prototype and the initial samples of the product should be tested with a select group, and feedback should be used for correction in the new product and before going into the market for commercialization launch. As we have seen, the prototype speaks about the product, and this feedback from internal and the close group or small focus group can help the insurance organization to actually create or develop a final product. pricing heavily, heavy prices will turn away the prospect. We have seen pricing is, has to be very balanced. On the one side, it should be reasonable. On the other side, it should be able to recover the extended profit for the insurance company. A lower price can raise doubts in the minds of the prospects. A heavier price can turn away the prospect. A pricing policy should ensure that the new product recovers the basic cost as well as earns a profit for the insurance organization. So friends, we have learned so many things about the attributes, about the new product development stages, about the challenges, and this is not the full stop. As you get more experience, as you develop more new products, you will come across different requirements, different challenges. However, if you know this scientific process, you have this understanding about new product development, you can easily cope with those, put in more innovation, put in more creativity, and come with a beautiful, successful product. Not only for meeting the expectation of the customer, but putting an insurance organization into profitable position after recovering its expenses and to grow as a big insurance organization in the long run. Thank you.